The federal budget deficit for the fiscal year that ends next October is expected to reach a record $500 billion. President Bush says he plans on reducing the deficit by half over the next 5 years. For some, however, the deficit may not be a big problem. David Wessel, deputy bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau, says the numbers aren't as bad as they sound.
Better way to measure the deficit is to compare it to the size of the economy. And this year's deficit is going to be about 4.5% of the gross domestic product, which is bigger than it's been at any time since 1992.
That's how President Bush prefers to measure the deficit.
Right, and it makes it look better, that's true, but in this case, I think he's right.
Why?
Because you don't measure your salary compared to what it was in 1980 and say, oh, I'm making $10 an hour now, that's better than I made in 1980. The economy's grown, we've had inflation, so a standard way to measure the deficit is to look at it against the size of the economy.
How did it get so big?
It got big for a couple of reasons. One is the president cut taxes, and the other is we had a weak economy, and when the economy's weak, the deficit gets bigger. That's what's supposed to happen because we want to stimulate the economy. And third, we had a war on terrorism and a war in Iraq that wasn't planned when he did his first budget when he took office.
I remember when deficits were bad, really, really bad. This was back in the 80s when the Democrats controlled Congress and Republicans told us deficits were terrible.
What you think about deficits does definitely depend on where you sit. Some of the people who were most aggressive critics of the deficits in the 80s in the Republican Party are now willing to vote for tax cuts or spending increases that make them bigger. And when we got surpluses in the late 90s, all that resolve disappeared, and it hasn't come back yet.
What's President Bush doing about it?
Well, President Bush clearly has decided that deficits are a bit of a political liability. So he's begun to talk about cutting the deficit in half over the next 5 years.
Against the GNP?
Well, they're not very precise about what they mean by that, but they do say that the best measure is as a percentage of GDP. So that would mean cutting the deficit to about 2 or 2.25% of GDP, or about, say, $300 billion by fiscal year 2009.
How's he going to do that?
Well, that's a good question, too, and we'll know more when we see the president's budget the first week in February. They're not going to raise taxes. They're not going to do big changes in Medicare or Social Security that will save money. So they will assume that the economy will get better. They will propose holding the line on spending, knowing that in some cases Congress won't go along with them. It's not an impossible task.
How big a factor do you think it's going to be in the campaign?
I don't think it's going to be a very big factor. People in America worry about deficits when they think they have something to do with the economy being bad. That seems to be what Ross Perot managed to convey to people. And we're lacking two things right now. We're lacking a Ross Perot who wants to go around and say, the government's out of control, spending's out of control, I can fix it. And we're also lacking any kind of sense that the deficit has anything to do with our economic problems. It seems to me the economy's probably going to be improving over the next few months, and that'll make it even more difficult for Democrats to blame the deficit for something.
David Wessel is deputy bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau.